We are now ready to begin the literary portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that as the president of this wonderful organization, I am honored to speak to you today. I want to thank you for your kind introduction and express to you how privileged I am to be in this most historic city of Washington, D.C. However, it is my duty to tell you that this is a member-driven organization, and you are the ones behind the driver's seat. You are the ones who direct the actions that our board takes. You are the ones who are in complete control of this worthy profession. Those of us on the board of directors serve at your pleasure, and we lead this association at your direction. Each of you sitting in this room today is helping to mold the future of this association. As I look around the room, I am in awe of the brain power, the energy, and the passion that each of you bring to the table. You are all individuals, yet you are all united to one common purpose. We on the board are grateful for the opportunity that you have given to us. Your board of directors has taken your vision and has tried to move this profession forward in a meaningful way. It is very important that none of us lose sight of the goals you have set forth. It is very evident how high the bar has been elevated. Our mission on the board is to maintain, at all times, higher standards than you have originally set. Let me take this brief opportunity to just share with you some of the things your board has done this past year to move your vision forward. At your direction, the board has developed a guide to common terminology that will better define who we are. It is great for us to develop credentials within our group. However, what good are the initials after a name if no one knows what they represent? This guide will help in educating both those within our profession as well as those outside of it. We heard your concerns in this regard at last year's convention, and we have responded to this most important issue. This guide will help to define and to defend our area of practice. In addition, we truly feel this guide will be useful in helping our schools to set their own standards across the country. One of the most important jobs our board has taken on this year is leadership training. We have taken quite a unique approach to this by developing a national student leadership school. I think that this approach was the right one for your board to take. I had the good fortune of attending this program last month, and I can say that it was quite outstanding. The feedback we received from those who attended was extremely positive. We feel that the dollars invested in these programs were well spent and will help to develop the future leaders of our association. We feel it must begin with our students. After all, they will be the ones who will shape the vision of this association in the years to come. It is fitting that our meeting this year is being held in Washington, D.C. We are fighting the good fight on Capitol Hill, and we are winning. We have brought hundreds of leaders together from around the country, and this Friday we will have our first ever rally on Capitol Hill. It is my understanding that more than 1,500 members will be participating in this event. In addition, more than half of you will visit your members of Congress on that day to push for further funding for our cause. We put the call out for your assistance, and you have responded. For that, we are grateful. Over the coming weeks, you can assist us in making a difference. This is your opportunity to give the board some direction. We have listened to your concerns in the past, and it is clear that we all want to make a difference in our profession. I encourage you to take this opportunity to make your voices heard. The decisions you make here today will not only set the direction for the board and for the profession, but it will also set the tone for future actions that the board will initiate. We need you to be personally ready to stand behind our cause. We need not only your personal resources, but we also need you to be ready to pitch in and help with your time. Many people believe that if they send in additional money, that is all that is needed. I would encourage you to put that thinking aside. While we are very delighted to have your money, it is more important to us to have your help at every level. Many leaders make the mistake of thinking that they run the association they are in charge of. Nothing could be further from the truth. You are the ones leading this effort. You are the ones setting the direction for our future. You are the leaders coming up with the ideas that develop into our future. I commend you on the outstanding job that you all have accomplished so far, and let me commend you on the outstanding job that I'm certain you will continue to do.